From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, mergers, and acquisitions. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. And I just want to remind everyone out there, we got the BPP Book Club going on. We're on our second installment of the book club, our second choice. It's a book called God of Animals by Aaron Kyle. And I'm totally into this book now.
I have to fess up. Haven't cracked it because...
You're forgiven.
Here's the other thing. We have an interview coming up with Richard Price, who wrote Clockers and The Wanderers and Samaritan and writes for The Wire. And his new book is out called Lush Life, and it's 445 pages.
It's a little longer.
And I figure I might need to read some of it before we talk to
him. Homework in this job. Luckily, it's pretty fun. And I started this book and thought, oh, coming of age, like really 16-year-old? No, she's 12. I thought, I don't know if I have a whole lot of resonance with this book, but it's a really interesting, fascinating book, lots of adult themes, very cool. Pick it up, read it. We're going to interview the author in a couple weeks. Coming up on the show this hour, a program called Cell Phones for Soldiers. It's raised millions of dollars for prepaid phone cards for soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the whole thing was created by a 14-year-old and her brother, and it's now being pushed by Amazon. They've got some high-powered partners in this. We're going to speak now with the 18-year-old. She's now 18, founder of that program.
All right, imagine this. One country's political party decides, you know what, other political party, you're really bumming me out. I don't like what you're doing. I'm going to use the court system to ban you. Sounds far-fetched. It's actually happening in Turkey right now. This country's top lawyer is accusing the current government of trying to overturn Turkey's secular constitution. There's some twists and some turns in this story. The person who has the roadmap for it, NPR's Ivan Watson. He's in Istanbul. He'll join us, and he will explain to us exactly what is going on.
And we're going to have a conversation with the band Rogue Wave. These guys, oh my gosh. They've been through so much personal tumult in the past year. Lots of personal tragedy, and they've managed to stick through it and making some great music along the way. You might know their song Lake Michigan. If you don't, stick around. They're going to perform a few songs for us. That's coming up later this hour.
We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
This is a different type of merger, combining the two strongest U.S. carriers, both bringing great worldwide networks, tremendous employees, and successful strategies.
That's Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson talking about the merger between Delta and Northwest that was approved by the company's directors last night.
They still have a bunch of regulatory and labor-related hoops to jump through, but if the merger holds, it'll create the world's largest airline worth more than $17 billion. It would be called Delta and be based in Atlanta.
This merger has been on the table for a while, but 2 months ago, it looked like it was almost dead. Dave Field, U.S. editor for Airline Business Magazine, tells NPR that since then, things for the airlines have gone from bad to worse.
I interviewed the president, the number two, at Delta on February 29th, and he was saying then, yeah, we can make money on our own. We can make money at $100 oil. But it's 6 weeks since then. Not only is oil up and staying up, but people are starting not to fly. The economy is going into a downturn. And one of the first things that dies is discretionary travel.
And Nahanda Lindsay, a Delta frequent flyer, says she could tell the airline was feeling the pinch.
Delta, you could see it from, you know, just cutting a few of their services, things that they're asking you to pay for more.
Lindsay also says she hopes the merger won't mean higher fares, but fears it will. Dave Field from Airline Business Magazine says it'll take years for merger dust to settle and for the real impact to be felt.
You get some immediate savings by cutting out a headquarters, cutting out a fair number of flights, and in the creation of a network. But yeah, it takes years to get the full synergies and I hope people can hear the quote marks around the word synergy.
So Delta and Northwest have coupled up, although the marriage has not yet been consummated. But the Houston Chronicle reports that when and if it is, Delta Northwest's new status as world's largest airline might not last long. They say a deal between United and Continental is widely expected, possibly within weeks.
Now, that double whammy of mergers would drop American Airlines, currently the nation's largest carrier, down to third place. One industry expert told the Chronicle, quote, American is like the last one at the dance, end quote. Well, American, this one goes out to you.
Oh, flower, won't you dance with me? I'm sad and lonely too.
To keep up to speed on these mergers and acquisitions, you can always check out npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.